It's Let's Talk Movies with Tim Lammers, brought to you by Russell's Security Resources in Buffalo, a trusted security partner since 1991. Visit their website, russellsecurity.com. Tim joins us. How are you doing?
I don't know how I'm doing, Tim, with this snow in October, this Halloween blizzard H2O.
Well, snow in October is one thing if it's a little dusting, you know. We've seen that before, but no one has ever, at least in recorded Minnesota history, seen this much this early. So
I know.
It's a mess.
But, you know, that's the good thing with, staying inside and watching movies, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've got this Apple Plus. It was kind of a bonus thing for getting a different telephone. And
sure.
I was impressed with the Tom Hanks movie on Apple Plus here earlier in the year. And now there's a new one you're going to take a look at today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was called Greyhound, and that was meant for theatrical release, actually around Father's Day, and then Apple TV Plus bought it. This one's a little different. It's called On the Rocks. A writer-director, Sofia Coppola, and actor Bill Murray are reuniting after doing Lost in Translation. I believe it was 2003-2004. It's actually in limited release in theaters, and starting tomorrow, Apple TV Plus has an exclusive to it that you don't have to pay an extra fee for. You can just watch it on the streaming service. So, On the Rocks, it's about a marriage on the rocks. Rashida Jones and Marlon Wayans play Laura and Dean. They're a couple with two young daughters. He's a very successful businessman, but works very, very hard. He's traveling a lot. He has an assistant that Laura is suspicious of, and she's just feeling distant from him, not only in terms of the miles, but just emotionally distant. So she confides in her father, played by Bill Murray. Laura is convinced by Bill Murray's character, Felix, that Dean is having an affair. So the two kind of turn into sleuths, trying to tail Dean and see what exactly is going on. And Felix should know a thing or two about cads, because he is one. He's a playboy. He left Laura's mother when they were younger. So, it's billed as a comedy drama, Tim. I just didn't find any comedy in the thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
and it's a weird deal because, look, Bill Murray is obviously very funny. I mean, just the way he can deliver a line can be very funny. But he's also shown that he's really a heck of a dramatic actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a lot what, Lost in Translation was also supposed to be a comedy. I didn't get the fascination with the movie. I thought that was boring. I like this one a little bit better, but it's the same sort of movie. It's morose. It's almost depressing at times. So Bill Murray's character, too, I mean, it's hard to get behind a character who's a cad. You know,
yeah.
He's just an unlikable character. But that, again, that shows you how great of an actor Bill Murray is. He can make you laugh, but he can also make you despise him. And that's kind of the case here, especially since he's a playboy, wealthy playboy. He's flaunting his wealth constantly. It's kind of like, I can't get behind you, man. I can't get behind this character.
It's too bad, though, because I like some of those other actors, too. Rashida Jones is really good.
They're terrific. I mean, they really are. And, it's hard for me to, I guess just know what you're getting into if you do see it. The highbrow critics, and I don't consider myself one of them, Tim. You know, I'm just trying to tell you the way it is without any pretense. And this is some people are calling it a screwball comedy. I don't know where they are getting that from. I just don't see the comedy in this movie, especially given the circumstances. Now, there are times where, I might laugh out loud maybe once or twice, and which is and not that much for a 90-minute film.
Yeah, it's not a Ghostbusters then.
No, it's not. No, it is not. And, you can think about all those other great films of his that were Caddyshack and Stripes and all that sort of stuff. But here he shows he's got range, but you just don't see that much, at least in my opinion, of the comedic stuff.
All right. On the Rocks gets?
A 5 out of 10. It's average. it's average. I just think that, I don't know, it just seemed like the same sort of formula as Lost in Translation. And I don't know if you saw that movie, Tim, or what you thought of it, but
yeah,
this, to me, just felt like that.
I did not.
More of that.
I did not see that one, so.
You didn't miss anything.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll come back with movie number two with Tim Lammers coming up in just a second. We're talking movies with Tim Lammers. Tim's back with movie number two.
It is also new in theaters, very limited release, but it is available on video on demand starting next Tuesday. It is called Friendsgiving. It's an ensemble comedy naturally set around Thanksgiving, and it feels more like Thanksgiving today, doesn't it, Tim?
It does.
Mollyn Ackerman stars as Molly. She's a successful film actress. A single mother with a divorce pending. She's supposed to spend Thanksgiving with her best friend, Abby, played by Kat Dennings. And Kat's character has been reeling for a year after a real bad breakup. The plans change, though, because Molly has a new boyfriend, and he'd like to tag along for Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, Molly's mother, played by Jane Seymour, shows up, and she's from Sweden and not that good of a mother. And next thing you know it, friends start inviting themselves over and texting other friends. And before you know it, this gathering of three, because Molly has a young baby, turns into about 15, 20 people.
Oh,
and a lot of different personalities. Some are very quirky. Some people like to do illegal substances and make complete fools of themselves, and things get out of hand, as you would expect in a comedy like this. I will say this much, Tim. At least there are more laughs in this one than on The Rocks.
Okay.
Some of them land, though. I mean, some of these things, some of these scenes are funny. Some are just very weird. Some characters are really annoying. So it's one of those hit-and-miss sorts of movies. I think that it might be okay, though. I mean, say, for example, on Thanksgiving, if you're going to have a few people over, this might be the sort of movie you want to watch. It's about dysfunction, and God knows there's some dysfunction at a few Thanksgiving tables. So, take that tension away and watch your Friendsgiving on video on demand starting next week.
Okay, and that gets how many stars?
It gets 5.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I wouldn't consider it good. I wouldn't consider it great. I would consider it okay. And it is one of these movies, Tim, where you see it by yourself. I mean, obviously, if you're watching it with a group, maybe you'll start. It's like being in a theater alone as opposed to having, a lot of people around you laughing, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I think it just all depends on the setting. I think people probably like it, though. But, again, I just got to tell you the way I see it, guy watching it by himself. It's just okay.
You calls him the way you sees him.
You got to do that, Tim. I mean, again, these movies, at least On the Rocks, that's Apple TV Plus, so as part of the package there. But some of them you got to rent, and you don't want to waste money. You don't want to waste time.
Yeah. All righty. Well, 5 stars for On the Rocks, 5.5 for Friendsgiving. And you have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk again next week.
Drive safe out there, my friend. I can't believe we're saying that this early with the snow, but you gotta get back, gotta get reacclimated with the stuff.
That's right. Good words. All right.
All right.
Thanks,
Tim.
See
you later.
That is Talking Movies with Tim Lammers, brought to you by Russell's Security Resources in Buffalo, a trusted security partner since 1991. Visit their website, russellsecurity.com.